The band Mint Field, which is a surprise introduction to Coachella this year. So how's everybody doing?
Great.
Good.
So you're from Tijuana, and you just got added, what, a couple weeks ago to the festival, just last minute. So tell us how that call happened. How did you get the phone call?
Well, it was pretty quick. We never thought about having a great news like that one coming. So you know, we just like find out on a Monday, and by Tuesday we were already like working on everything. Yeah. Because you know there's a lot of things going on when you're playing such a stage. Sure. Like this one.
Did you find out why you got invited, or who found you, who discovered you?
We have an idea, but we're not completely sure.
Yeah.
But yeah.
It's just good, right?
Yeah.
And tell us about how the set was last week, and you're about to play again tomorrow on Sunday on the outdoor stage, but how was the response?
It was pretty good. I mean, a few people, we're opening the stage, and we know that, and we just like take advantage of, you know, being around people who want to be there. So it's kind of a special thing, you know. We don't have a lot of people just walking around and hearing and saying like, oh, let's go, because there's not much like a people. But the ones that go, I don't know, they pretty much know what they're getting into, and we feel comfortable like being on stage there. And you know, it's kind of a surreal thing, so we three are just enjoying it by the fact that we're playing.
Sure,
as always. Yeah.
Do you expect that maybe this weekend will be a little more crowded after the buzz from last weekend?
Sure. I mean, hopefully. We don't know, because we are very surprised that there's actually like people that come to see us and everything. But hopefully there will be more, since
we brought more friends this weekend.
Okay,
so,
good.
So yeah,
your guest list at least.
Yeah,
they'll be there. So tell us about the music scene in Tijuana, because that's where you're from. It's kind of growing, you know. Tijuana went through a pretty rough patch, you know, seven, 8 years ago. So it sort of had to rebuild some of its probably arts, right? So tell us how it is now.
Well, right now it's not like a city full of venues and that stuff, but it's always been a city full of music projects. It's very eclectic in that way. You know, there's something for everyone. And, you know, everything is happening at the same time. And that gives us like a sense of like, I don't know, like a brotherhood for the fact that we're doing music or art or any other art at the same time, like kind of a generational thing, because things tend to like get classified in that kind of sense when it comes to Tijuana. People think of the 90s, early 2000s, and maybe it wasn't like even a same genre going on around all of the music scene, but you can recall like music projects that were there. And
right
now we're just like a part of it. I know there are so many bands like Policías y Ladrones, bands like Entre Ciertos, Vaya Futuro, so many like genres and good bands.
So you just feel like you're one part of it, you're not the whole thing at all.
We're happy to be here, just like, I don't know,
for
a bit representing that, because before we had never heard about Coachella, such a big festival, like giving attention to independent talent going around in Mexico.
Yeah.
So for us it's kind of we're happy for being part of that, and we have a lot of people supporting us, and that feels
there's probably a lot of pride back home for you guys doing this. I mean, you are representing, you're almost representing your whole country's music scene.
Well,
at Coachella,
like, we're with Carla Morrison, and us are the Mexican acts. I mean, Prayers has a Latin like thing going on there too, because they're from San Diego, and basically Tijuana and San Diego are like brother and sister, you know. They're the same thing, but one is just
across the border.
Just a fence going around.
Again, we wish you guys the best success. Mint Field at Coachella. Is there anybody that that you've met backstage, or that you want to meet backstage, that's kind of been surprising to you?
We just saw Deer Hunter while we were eating.
Yeah.
So.
That was good. That was exciting. Yeah.
We love Deer Hunter, so that's crazy.
It'll be pretty cool to actually see Lush back there. Like, we're really big fans too.
Because, you know, even though you may be small on the lineup, you still get to hang out with everybody, right? So that's kind of the thing. So what's next? What do you guys want to do now? Any other big festivals? You're writing and recording music? What?
Yeah, we're constantly writing, but the thing is, right now we're recording our first album, which will be out in a couple of months maybe. We still don't have a release date, but definitely this year. And we're traveling to Mexico City next week. We're going to play a couple of dates there with bands like Vaya Futuro, Sad Fields, Mi Triste Bisonte, and others. And yeah, we have that nice weekend coming soon. And we're also playing Mexicali Doña Pancha Fest with San Pedro El Cortes, which is also another band from Tijuana. And yeah, things are moving. It's going to be a good summer.
Yeah, you're going to say one more thing?
No.
We covered it? Andres has got it. Yeah, all right, cool. Minfield at Coachella, thank you very much, guys. Finally, is there a website or anything you want people to go to?
Facebook, we're as Minfield. We're on Instagram as Minfield Band. We're on Twitter as Minfield Band. And I think that's pretty much it.
Okay, cool. All right, awesome. Amor, Estrella, and Andres from Minfield, thank you very much.
Thank you.
See you guys. Thanks.